What's going on, Real Ass fans? This is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Did you know that we do this show live twice a week, every Monday and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch the show live exclusively at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gas Digital members not only get the live stream, but you also get the video version of the show, live chat, archived episodes, plus brand new episodes 5 days before they go to Google Play, iTunes, or anywhere else. We've also got a bunch of other great shows on the network, like The Josta Show, Legion of Skanks, Bruce Buffer's It's Time, and brand new, starting right now, Believe You Me, with UFC middleweight champion Michael the Count Bisping. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. When you check out, use the promo code RAP, and you save $1 on monthly membership. Plus, you get a 14-day free trial to see if you like it. That's just $6 per month. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. Promo code RAP when you check out. And even if you can't subscribe for the exclusive content, you can still help us out by going to iTunes right now, subscribing for free for the audio version, leaving us a positive review and a 5-star ranking. Thanks for listening. Keep being a real ass dude.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Oh, shit, niggas. It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. I have no voice. It's gone. The voice is gone. I'm just fucking trying to struggle through speaking today because it has been a nonstop party for the past few days. We are on the heels of Skankfest. We didn't do a Monday show. This one's going to come out on Friday on iTunes. Don't worry. We're not missing a fucking episode. Me and Zach are going to figure it out. If we got to go record one in my bedroom while we're naked, kissing each other, if we got to do that, I'm okay with that.
It's a very special episode.
Yeah, that's okay. Why don't we just do that? Like, oops, wasn't recording. Got to start over.
It's a podcast marathon. We're going 24 hours straight.
Yeah, yeah. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach Amico.
Hello, hello.
Shit. It's really fucking gone. It's really gone. I'm coming in low energy. I came in with no notes. I woke up at 7:30 this morning. It's a whole fucking thing. It's a whole to-do.
I'm still going from last night.
Are you?
Yep, never.
How many drugs did you do?
None. I went to work and came here.
Pussy. And very excited to have on today's show, and I really mean this, because I say that a lot. I'm like, oh, I'm excited to have this guy. Very rare. Very rare that I'm legitimately excited. I really mean that. Like, it's kind of a thing, you know, it's like a salutation to the audience. I'm like, hey, I'm excited to have this guy on. This girl's very funny. Typically, they're not, okay? But this motherfucker is very funny, and he's a real-ass dude. He's a real arse chap.
Yes.
Joe Cooper joins the Real Ass Podcast.
Hello there, podcast land. It's good to be here.
Hello, hello, Joe Cooper.
Oh, it's hello there, Lewis Squire. Very good to be here, sir.
You doing my accent? I like it. I like when you do it, Joe Cooper. If you guys don't remember Joe Cooper, he is the real Irish chap, the one who put together the video. There was a fan video. And he sent it into the Legion of Skanks podcast, and hello, hello, all of a sudden, he's here in the streets.
Nobody commits to a bit like Luis J.
He's Gomez. Dancing in the streets. He's like, oh, poppycock, I'm not going back to England. I'm going to live in America now.
So this is the...
Sure, do you have a lot of niggas here?
Holy shit,
He said that. I couldn't believe it. I was like, Joe, Jesus Christ.
These chocolate bars are coming to life. I want to sink my teeth into some chocolate.
Can I have a munch on your arm, mate, there?
Yeah.
Quite a lot of fuzzy tops walking around.
Can we just do British accents the whole show? Can we do, listen to me, and I mean this, Zach, if you will.
If we commit to the
difference. If you will commit the whole show and we do not break and we do a British, the Real Arse podcast today.
Oh, shit.
With Joe Cooper and but everything we talk about, we got to do with the accent, right?
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
All right, we're fucking doing it. All right.
This is absolutely. Can I just do my normal voice then, or shall I put on like a?
No, I like you doing my accent, mate.
All right then. All right. This is a real ass podcast then.
Shannon.
Shannon, hey. We're going to call this one worst Shannon, episode then. Ever.
Hey, Shannon. Hey, you cunt. We say cunt in England a lot. It's like a term of endearment. You know, cunt. Hey, you big-titted, fat cunt.
No, yes. It's
All right, I'm not going to do that the whole show. It would get very old very quickly.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would, though. I wonder how many fans are like, oh, no, do it.
Stick to it. Commit.
Yeah, I really should.
Well, there is no show prep for today, so we could we could just smash it ahead with that. That could give us some material.
I like that word, smash it. We could just go smash it. Joe, I'm happy to have you here, buddy. Here's the deal. If you guys don't know, I don't like patting myself on the back too much. I'm really not that guy. I think people think that I'm a fucking, like, a cocky dude like that. I'm not. I let my work speak for itself, okay? Typically, that's what I do. But Joe Cooper, you know, if you guys don't know the story, Joe made this video, and then we decided to fly him in to Skankfest to not only, celebrate and party with us and hang out, but to actually perform. You ended up doing a set. It was very funny. I came into the garage during your set.
Oh, you did?
You were doing some sort of a German
character. I was doing my, when I'm too lazy or terrified to do any real comedy, I just do this voice.
Yeah, he does. And he sat there, and I know what it seemed like I walked into was... like a Q&A with like an Austrian film director.
Yeah.
That's what was the, was that the character?
That's kind of what it is, yeah. He's like a child psychiatrist who got fired for child abuse.
Okay.
But it's like psychological abuse, not physical abuse.
It was fucking different than everybody else. You just did a thing you were killing. You were very funny. People were laughing at your shit. You were doing you did jokes specifically about Legion of Skanks. It was very funny, dude. Yeah, I didn't want to fuck you up, so I took my hat off and I just peeked in the corner between heads.
That's why I didn't fucking, you had that, you were like Colonel Kurtz in an American cowboy hat. Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah,
people hated my hat. Well, people say they hate my hat, but they fucking love it, Zach. Admit that you love my hat.
It's important for your role as the parade leader to have a big look.
Yeah.
And that way people can follow you, see what's going on. They can find you if they need to find you.
Yeah. Well, a couple months ago, you guys were talking about doing this wrestling team, and you really had the look. You know, you had your American flag do-rag on. You had your cowboy hat on. You looked like a terrible twosome going around that festival there.
Yeah. Me and Zach, we have a thing about us. We're very, like, you know, our look together is... You know, if you were to see us coming at you in an alleyway, you're like, fuck.
I'm about to get raped.
I'm about to be fucking held down.
I'm about to watch this guy rape his friend.
It is Skankfest, once again, guys, if you didn't go, incredible experience.
That was amazing,
I mean, this is why my voice is shot, because I've just been speaking nonstop. Then we did the Voss roast afterwards. Then, you know, last night we had the roast battle. So it's just been nonstop working and just crazy excitement and really fun shows. But I got to tell you right now, man, I posted a big fucking sentimental faggy post this morning on Facebook. But I got to say, man, very fucking appreciative of, you know, obviously you guys for coming out and performing and helping out. But Shannon, for all the work you did, Ralph, Gas Digital. I mean, literally everybody on this fucking festival that came and helped out, just knocked it out of the park, dude. I'm talking about, like, we didn't know what to expect, dude. Here's the thing, right? We did Skankfest 1 last year. We didn't know what to expect. So then you figure each year you learn something, right? You're going to learn something this year, and then next year we're going to go, and we're going to fucking get it right.
I learned how to not die.
Yeah. Exactly. We all survived a little bit better in this year, too, though.
Yeah, you could talk.
Yeah,
and you didn't get deathly ill.
Yeah, I got deathly ill the last day of Skankfest last year, and I was completely sober. This year, I got fucking crazy, and I didn't. And I was good. I walked out of that place with my head held high, but I didn't. Here's what I didn't do. I didn't take in the data from year one and go, okay, well, let's perfect it now. I took in the data and I said, fuck that data. Let's make it five times as big.
Yeah.
And it was like we were just starting over. It was like starting fresh. We had no idea what to expect. So. A lot of things that we did were fucking just, you know, truly incredible. I mean, I got to be honest. I want to thank the sponsors real quick for the festival. Cannabis.net, those guys were the marquee sponsor. And those guys literally, I mean, without them, we wouldn't have been able to do the festival. They hooked us the fuck up. They were the first ones on board. They've done stuff with Gas Digital before, and they're really fucking incredible.
I think, you know, they helped fly me over as well, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Oh, fuck yeah, they did.
Yeah.
The Via Rideshare app, Pabst Blue Ribbon, Death Wish Coffee was there, hooking everybody up with crazy strong coffees all weekend long. Ha the Musical was an official sponsor. Even though they had a performance, they were an official sponsor of the festival as well. They're going to definitely be in the festival next year as well. And then, of course, Gas Digital Network, Merch Pump, which we just launched as well, Creek and Cave, Gantry Loft, all of our festival partners. Just wanted to give a quick thank you to Because I didn't really get to do that enough during this festival. And also, you know what? Take a fucking minute. Let's get the plugs out right now, Shannon. While we're doing all this shit, let's do these plugs. This is Joe Cooper's favorite song. Now, the Kinks.
Yes.
Are they an old band or are they a new band that tries to sound and look old?
No, they're very much an old band. I think they started in the 60s.
Good. Okay.
They did My Sharona.
But they seem like you see that album cover right there and you hear the name and you're like, okay, this band is on Coachella this year. They just came out.
Yeah.
You know, the fucking drummer from Mars Volta started a band with the fucking bassist from Fuckface Cambodis.
They're going to get a hologram of one of the fucking John Lennon to come on stage.
Yeah. So the Kinks are a real band. I've heard of them now. Now it's making sense. Turn it down a little bit, Shannon. It's a little noisy.
I think they're all still alive as well. Which
are
is
they?
Impressive. Yeah. It's like two brothers or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not bad. Are they British?
Yeah.
That's the thing about British people. You guys really love to keep it in the family.
Well, I thought we were, you know, I'd represent today.
You want to represent some British music?
Rep your ends in it, bruv.
That's the thing. Like, everyone else in the world agrees that American music, movies, television shows, everything is better.
It's best.
It's the best. Like, everyone's like, all right, we need to be a part of this dope-ass, westernized, American badass world.
Absolutely.
Except England is holding on to this fucking, like, all right, mate, you know, we do better comedy, we do better TV, we got the music, we got the Beatles.
We've got fish and chips.
Fish and chips too. Here's the thing about Britain, right? We've got everything that you guys have. You don't have anything that we have. That's a problem.
We got burgers. You guys have burgers.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, there's so many things in America that you can get that you're just not getting in England. Whereas in everything, literally every aspect of anything, all the best things about England that you can name.
Okay, right, we've got Big Ben. What have you got for that? We've got Big Ben.
Watches.
Watch shit. Yeah. That's like a small Big Ben on your wrist.
I can look at my cell phone at any moment.
It's like a digital Big Ben in your pocket.
Yeah, I don't have to be at the right angle.
You can't make phone calls with Big Ben.
Fuck's sake.
It's very true.
Okay, what about the Queen? We got one of those.
I'm right here, baby.
Yeah, have you ever been to Chelsea?
Yes, I have, actually. Lots of gays there.
Yeah,
I noticed that. That was very
nice. What else?
We keep ours in Soho with the Chinese. We've got Parliament. I guess you got government.
Cigarettes, do we got them? Newports, Marlboros.
Fucking hell. Wales. We've got Wales.
Right here, baby.
You got to go to Alaska. But
yeah. Okay, fuck it. Yeah, you win.
We got it all, mate.
What have you got, though, that we don't have?
Puerto Ricans.
We got those basically. They're the Irish. Yeah, they're the Irish. Yeah. Yeah. Irish are the Puerto Rico of the UK.
Joe Cooper, what do you have to plug, my friend?
Okay, so we do some videos on the Island Nation YouTube channel. Starting a podcast in a couple of months. But apart from that, there is really fuck all of mine out there. So, you know, it's just great to be here.
Very nice. Very nice, Zach Amico.
July 15th, my new movie, Return to Nukem High Volume 2, is premiering at the Museum of Moving Image in Long Island City at 8 o'clock, $15 tickets. We're actually going to screen three movies in a row. The original class of Nukem High, Return to Nukem High Volume 1, Return to Nukem High Volume 2. It is Nukem High Day. Please come hang out with me. I think it's going to be really fun.
Fuck yeah. Also, guys, I'll be July 29th with Dave Smith. Or is it the 30th? Is it the 30th or the 29th, Shannon?
The 29th.
Is that a Saturday? I don't know what day it is. Find out. I'll be at Laughing Up Poughkeepsie that weekend, co-headlining with Dave Smith. Bruh, bruh, indeed. Also, every Tuesday night, the Roastmasters at the Stand. It's fine, Shannon. Leave the music off. At the Stand Comedy Club and Restaurant, Roastmasters, we take New York City's best young comedians, have them battle each other, say fucked up shit about each other. It's pretty incredible. It's a lot of fun, dude. We're really catching our stride now with the show. We're darker, we're edgier, we're more fucked up than the LA show. So if you guys enjoy that, believe me, you're going to love the Roastmasters. It's fine, Shannon. Turn it off. It's okay. I don't want to hear that song again. It made me upset. It was hard to speak over. It was like, you know... We're in a digital age. We've figured out music. Now we should really just burn everything from before 2000.
And then we would have literally nothing
else. No, we'd have some incredible sounding music. That's the problem. Like, listen to how shitty. Put that back on for 1 second, Shannon. Listen to how shitty that sounds.
Which one is
this? Listen to the quality of that. Imagine this was recorded on GarageBand or AutoTunes or some sort of digital platform. Instead of this horseshit fucking tape that they're using?
Well, they invented the distortion, like guitar distortion.
They're fucking scientists.
Apparently,
now,
in a lab. They got a knife out and cut some shit up.
Joe,
and invented
do me
distortion.
A favor. When I invite you on the show, don't lie to my fans.
All right.
So, as I was saying,
take back that when you said you're happy to be here.
It's fading.
As I was saying, before Joe Cooper rudely lied to you guys about the Kinks being scientists,
yeah,
fucking musicians.
That, yeah.
Fucking, this sounds like a good TV show though.
Science,
like,
musicians.
They're day in the daytime they're musicians, but by night they're scientists.
Right. What do they fight? Crime,
it's the opposite.
Science,
it's the opposite.
Or?
Like they do daytime music. Like, yeah, they're just playing like fucking.
Well, like news program intro.
Just like, you know, jazz brunch.
Yeah.
They're a jazz brunch band.
They're a bossa nova band.
Then at night, they do some crazy science
what
shit.
What kind of science, though?
Earth.
Earth.
They do their earth like scientists.
Geologists.
No. Earth scientists. Joe, maybe you don't have earth science.
We
anymore.
Don't. See, we're so fucking far behind. All we
you
got is the
are,
Queen.
What do you guys do?
Kinks.
You know, there's something beyond the island of England, okay? There's a whole earth out there.
Yeah, there's the island of Ireland. And I think there's France as well, but apart from that...
Is that an island too? No.
No, it's not an island.
So, yeah, guys, Roastmasters every Tuesday night, 10:30 p.m. You can get free tickets. Here's how you get free tickets. Go to thestandnyc.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get free tickets to check it out. Come hang out with us. It's fucking dope. You were there last night, right?
I saw the one last week, which was absolutely fantastic. Real good show. Last night's show I went along to, which was very fun. But I imagine you had an interesting time with that one, it seemed like, trying to keep those judges corralled.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to tell you right now. We had the judges panel last night. Go watch it on GasDigitalNetwork.com, the whole show. It was fucking incredible. A really fun show. One of the best shows we've had in a long time. Like, front to back, all great battles. Murderers Row at the judges table. Obviously, Big J. We had Joe DeRosa. We had Burt Kreischer, Nate Bargatze. Nate and Burt and Joe were obliterated, yeah, drunk off their ass. I'm talking about...
Burt could barely speak.
Drinking since 4 p.m., obliterated. Nate doesn't smoke pot. I'm like, here, Nate, smoke this. And he takes a hit of a vape pen. He ate a brownie, I think, at one point. They were gone.
Yes, they were.
Adam Devine ended up showing up. Sal Vulcano from The Impractical Jokers there. Yamanika Saunders was there. I mean, we had a fucking crazy judges table. And because they were so drunk, they kept on just yelling over each other. Go listen to it. It was a nightmare. I literally had to cut their microphones.
You did. You took executive power and you cut their fucking mic.
I made the executive. I made the executive decision. Oh, that was like a little Michael Caine.
I'd sit to Roy. You're only supposed to cut the bloody mics off.
Listen, Master Bruce.
That's what they call the prestige.
Oh,
Shannon. I spilled coffee, Shannon.
That was
Ralph's
going to
be upset.
Right,
Ralph's going to be upset. That was a pretty good Michael Caine.
Thank you. That's all I can say.
Why does he have... He has a very distinct voice.
Yeah. Is that a specific part of England?
No. Well, kind of, but he's also got a very distinct voice. It sounds like he's almost going to cry a lot. You know what I mean? Like he... So cut up about this, Master Bruce.
I'm Michael Caine. I'm just a little bit upset right now. That was pretty good.
Yeah, you got it.
I think
it.
I'm doing
you
a solid
it.
Michael Caine
yeah.
right now. I'm so happy to be here on the Real Us podcast.
Oh my God, it's Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. For the audio listeners, Michael Caine just walked in the room. Hello, Lewis. You're a real ass dude.
Oh, he's got some kind of like, something wrong
with his
lips.
He's having a stroke.
Yeah. Michael Caine, are you okay? Do you need water? I cannot feel the water on my body.
I'm dying, Lewis. My teeth are falling out.
I feel like Patrice.
So, Joe, you know, you came to Skankfest, which was pretty incredible. Talk to me a little bit. And like I said, I don't want to suck my own dick here. But we
I'll
did
do it
fly
for you.
It was
yeah.
pretty incredible how we flew you out.
It was fucking awesome, actually. Yeah. I got out for a couple of days before the festival and went to see the Roastmasters, obviously, and such. But then the actual festival itself, I mean, it's obliterated all memory of everything I did in New York before it.
That's
I mean,
incredible. Good.
The Naked Roast in particular, I mean, that was how they finished up Saturday night, was, you know, you had Zach come on, he was hosting the show, and he did some truly atrocious things to himself that I'm sure some of you have heard about out there by now.
Yeah,
but,
and here's what I love about the Naked Roast. It's the one thing that there's no cameras allowed at.
Oh,
so
I
the
love
only
that.
Way that you truly had to experience it. Ari told me this. That's my water alarm, Shannon. If I can get a tall glass and a half of water, that'd be incredible. Ari was telling me there's a show in L.A. that he did with that chick, Damian Marlena. I guess, you know, the one-arm chick that he made fun of.
Yeah.
And it's a town hall. And it's not recorded. It's like a podcast where you talk out like an issue. And that's it.
Yeah.
You talk it out in front of that audience. The audience fucking buys a ticket. And that's fucking it. There's no cell phones. There's no recording. There's no fucking podcast. And that doesn't happen anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like,
actually, like one of the things I found so cool about it was as soon as those lights went down and Zach sort of walked up the middle, the whole energy in the room changed. And there was a real sense after he finished, like, that was a moment that we all get to share that no one else will ever see. Yeah. And what a fucking moment it was as well.
God, I mean, it was pretty incredible. And I'm sure you guys have all heard the stories. And, you know, I won't fucking... dying, sorry, guys. I won't reiterate.
Mr. Kane, no.
Over and over again. Thank you very much, Shannon. This seems like a dangerous amount of water.
A dangerous amount.
But yeah, I mean, what Zach did that night and fucking Ari, you guys always bring it up to another level. And I got a fucking, I was just very, very happy about the whole experience overall. But you, dude, you're going back to England tonight.
Yes, right? Yeah, unfortunately.
How's New York been for you? This is your first time out of the country?
No, I've been out of the
I'm sorry, the States?
Yeah, I've been to Florida before.
Why Florida?
Yeah, people have said that. Well, they've got Disneyland there, haven't they?
Is that why you went?
I went to see Mickey Mouse, my friend.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I fucking did.
Isn't Mickey Mouse just a British guy, like an average British person?
What, like
the manliest British person? Yeah,
the toughest.
The Burt Reynolds of Britain.
Best looking British person I've ever seen in my entire life.
I was supposed to ask him to come over and just take over the whole like war cabinet thing because we're fucked.
Realized like Disney characters in general, if you like look at like, put on Mickey Mouse Clubhouse for a minute, these are just a bunch of Brits walking around.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
My son watches Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, and I never really made this connection before until I really thought about who Mickey Mouse is as a person.
Yeah, you know? British.
He's
got suspenders.
Yeah, he reminds me of that guy, Vinny, what's his name?
Vinny Jones. Yeah, Vinny Jones, and you got a point there.
Yeah, they kind of remind me of each other.
Okay. Yeah,
look, they're driving on the left side of the car.
I was going to say, if Mickey calls Minnie a cunt and then starts slamming her head in the car door, that's maybe a bit like Vinnie Jones, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
This is a fucking video game, Shannon. Shannon, I'm sick of you being retarded. I can't deal with it anymore, Shannon.
Yeah, get up a picture of Disney characters that looks like British people.
They all do. Yeah. Stop fucking... See, you think I don't read British sarcasm, cunt?
Oh, shit.
You see, I read British, so I know what you're doing there. Yeah, you're being sarcastic. Because here's the thing. The Brits think that we don't understand sarcasm, okay? But we do. Joe Cooper, you're really good looking.
Oh, was that sarcasm?
My brilliant friend Lewis gets sarcasm.
You are killing it with that sarcasm.
Lewis is just chugging water.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a difficult process for him. He's working really hard on it.
He does look like he's going to vomit. Oh, my God.
That's awful.
You know, like, most of you is water already.
Shut up, Joe. Never say that about me again. I'll fight you. I'll fight you on the shade. Because I like you, I won't fight you, dude. That's the difference between... Remember when we were kids? If you and your friends had a disagreement, okay?
Yeah.
You remember this?
Yeah.
If you and your... I remember Mike Guerrero, James Ciccone, Lee Watkins, every single one of these friends... We all have beat the shit out of each other.
Oh, we don't do that in England. You duel. You go out with muskets and you know, pistols, those old-fashioned pistols. Yeah, you try and kill each other.
You just have like one of those thin sword fights.
Poniard things.
What type of swords are those? What type of fucking faggy sword is
magic
that?
Wands. It's Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Expelliarmus.
I mean, guns are banned, so kids literally do just stab each other instead of fighting. Like, you know, we don't really have gun crime, we just stab each other.
We didn't shoot each other. I was saying we fist fought each other. We just went and we did fisticuffs. You guys don't do that? How old are you, Joe? You're young.
I'm 23.
You're very young.
Thank you.
When you were 16 years old, if you and your best friend had a disagreement.
Yeah.
And he's like, Joe, I don't like your fucking head.
I'd fucking kick off about that.
Would you punch him?
Yeah, probably.
You'd fucking punch him in the face.
Yeah.
That's what you would do.
You guys are a lot quicker to it, though. I've got a friend, Mike, from America, and he's punched me in the head about 8 times. I mean, it's a big head, so it's easy to punch, but
he was just trying to wave at a friend.
They put on white jumpsuits and eyeliner and kill homeless people.
And rape go out for a bit of the crovvy, Governor.
Hello. We went out for a bit of the in-out, if you know what I mean.
I had that in California. It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a dumb joke.
Is this burger place named after the act of British rape?
Yes, I'll have a rape and murder a homeless person burger, please.
I'll have an animal style. Is that what it means? Oh, shit. All right, Shannon, you going to put on some Mickey Mouse Clubhouse now? Is it the actual show or are you just fucking...
I don't know what this show looks like.
Just forget it.
Mickey Mouse is in it.
Yeah. So... What has been your favorite, besides the comedy issue, what's your favorite part of New York so far? Because you've been here for like 8 days, 9 days?
Yeah, I think this is my 10th day that I've been here. And I got to say, I guess the beer's quite good. Everyone always told me American beer would be shit, but it's infuriatingly way better than ours.
New York, dude.
What is that why?
Because you live in a fucking farm town.
Right? Yeah. Yes.
And they got the beers they got.
Yeah.
They got whatever local yokel horse shit. Like, forget the accents, forget the imaginary lines, forget all the fucking green pastures and the sheep fucking. It's just another place.
We do have cities. Like, London's quite a big city.
No, you don't, Joe.
Actually, you're right.
You're a pretty rural. You're a pretty rural country.
I am a bit of a bumpkin.
You know, rolling fucking green hills.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
The Emerald Isle.
King Arthur. Emerald Isle. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Red Dragon.
Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a fucking exciting place.
No, it's not.
So
no.
That's why you don't have good beer. You come to New York City, we're fucking, you know, there's a lot of excitement here. There's a lot of people, a lot of different cultures.
Yes.
You have no culture there either. So what happens is you have fucking British people that are like, oh, I want some British beer. Oh, I like these three beers, and that's that. Here in New York City, you fucking throw a dart, you're going to hit a different fucking type of minority. Okay?
Just yeah, something. That is true.
So you need diversity.
Some are worth more points than others.
You need to hit the diversity for their fucking palates.
Well, the thing that gets me is you don't make people of different colors live in different areas. Like, we do that. We ghettoize. And, you know, to actually, because you get off the train and, you know, it's the black area, the Chinese area.
It's smart.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting.
It's a better way.
I don't know how it's working out so far. I mean, you got, like, all this Black Lives Matter shit going on and all these kind of, like, riots and stuff. But
yeah.
I guess we're getting that now as well. So it's just.
Who's going to fucking riot? Did some sheep get out? You're like, get the sheep dog. Get the dog to get him back in.
Oh, get no bloody sheep back in. Yeah,
hey, sheep, get back in sort of the gate, mate. They're getting crazy. That's your Ferguson.
That's what
terrorists
attack.
The worst thing that could happen in England is a bunch of sheep get let loose. And a wolf maybe gets in and kills a few of them.
Yeah, that's why we're so worried about Islamic terror, because they're going to get all our sheep eaten by wolves. And
exactly.
We just can't fucking put
up with
that.
Exactly. You know, to be honest with you, it's not that bad. I don't mean to downplay your problems, because I understand that your worst problem is still your worst problem. But when you if you walked a mile in my shoes, Joe Cooper, you wouldn't want to fucking, you'd go back to England happy. You'd be excited.
Why is that, do you think?
Because it's a dangerous place. We live in a dangerous country, bro.
America?
Do you look at me and Zach? Do you know why we look the way we look and the way we are?
Poor nutrition.
We're 22.
No. It's because we're living in a dangerous city.
Right.
Okay? The reason you look the way you look is the worst thing that could happen is one of your sheep get eaten.
I don't have any sheep.
Joe. I saw the video.
Okay, yeah, there are a bunch around. Yeah, okay, that is good. You kind of caught me there.
Yeah, once again, lying. Here's the problem with British people as well. They're fucking liars.
They're lying through their terrible teeth.
We were the Jews before the Jews. Like, there was a good period where we actually were the cause of all the world's wars. So,
yeah, that's actually 100% true.
Yeah, it really is. No, we'd steal money from everyone. We destroyed China just so you get a bit of extra money. Yeah. We were fucking great. But that's the thing, you know, we used to fuck about a lot, and now we're taking it slow.
Am I crazy that, like, when I hear about other people from other cultures dying, I don't care as much?
I don't care, yeah, no, it doesn't bother me. Like, 9/11 was just sort of like,
is this, and I don't even mean, like, this is fucked up to even say. And it's not that I don't care as much, I don't even know, this is me having an honest moment, okay? Somebody sent me an article yesterday.
Oh, God.
Somebody sent me an article.
I'm going to get arrested when I get back.
No, you're not. This is
going to
be fucking incredible, dude. This is the best thing you've ever done in your entire life.
Fuck yeah.
So.
Did you tell him about a sheep? You're supposed to keep that a secret.
All right, so here it is. All right, right here. So my buddy Brian Murray sends me an article, and it just says, it's NBC New York. It says, driver arrested after car crashes into mom and three kids along busy Rockland County Road.
Oh, there's a bit of fun music with
it. They're like, hey, you know what? You need some dance music to this story. So Rockland, I grew up in Rockland County. This is my fucking hometown. So immediately I was like, fuck, dude. Holy shit. And I didn't even read it anymore. All I know is that then I read where it was in Rockland County. It said Muncie, which is like a highly Hasidic. It's not just Jewish. It's Hasidic Jews.
Oh, right.
Which is like a whole other culture. It's like a whole other world. Like, they don't look at you. Like, they wear like fucking
funky outfits.
Are they, you know, in Pennsylvania, what do they call them?
They're like the Pennsylvania Dutch, the Amish.
They're kind of like the Amish. Like, they're really their own thing, and I'd imagine that, right? So as soon as I read that it's in Muncie, I was like, oh, it was a Hasid. It didn't bother me as much.
Shannon, guess the Jews.
Bam, 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 bam.
Lewis, I'm sorry, man. I don't know.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
The fact that you weren't terribly upset about the death of a Jew, like,
no,
knowing your character so far, that's not illustrating much to me.
That's not. It's not that I'm not upset about the death of a Jew. It wasn't just a Jew. It was a Hasidic Jew.
Okay.
He.
That's like better.
They're alien.
They burst out of your chest with the little girls already on. Oh, what's going on?
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my red tongue girl.
Can I get some service around here?
No, it's not. Look, I'm not. They're human beings. I know.
Yeah.
But it's really a cultural thing. If it was a Jewish family, it would be a different thing.
Yeah.
But because they're like, they wear the costumes, it almost feels like a different culture. I feel the same thing when I find out about a terror attack at the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester. Yeah. I'm not downplaying like this horrible.
Yeah.
But it definitely didn't affect me as much as if it was in Florida. It's a fucking weird thing. I don't know what it is. And these are just imaginary lines.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just human beings. It's just an accent. But for some reason, it doesn't.
I think it's because as people, we're tribal by nature.
Yeah, you can only care about so many people. Like, you can't care about fucking millions of people across the world. So you got to, like, save it for the people.
But it's
really
a weird
matter.
Thing that, like, that's my thing. I don't actually have any real American pride. I'm not going American pride. These colors don't run. I'm not that guy. I don't give a fuck about that at all.
Yeah.
But there's something, if I'm being completely honest, when there's that much of a separation, I use the Hasidic Jew thing because they do dress that way. Or I heard about, wasn't there an Amish like thing? A thing happened a while ago. There was like a shooting in like an Amish.
A thing happened with the Amish, Zach?
They churned butter. I don't know.
Churned butter. The cow got loose.
They were also the worst thing that could happen to the Amish. Once again,
it's a bigger animal though. So that's America for you.
A wolf kills a cow. Big deal.
Yeah, that is pretty fucked up.
You know?
No, but I do get what you mean, because when there was the attack in London, like, I felt very, very bad about it. I was really angry about it for a few days. But I've like been quite vocal about the fact that I just think we should probably just level London anyway. Like the same way the Hasids are very culturally different to you, we're very culturally different to London.
So get rid of London.
What
are going to happen to all the sheep there, though?
Well, I guess I'll get him. That's my plan, actually. You fucking uncovered it. I'm going to increase my sheep power.
But you got to have an explosion. Like, all right, let's say here's all the sheep. You got to get them all in one bin. Then you got to get an explosion, like, over here.
It shoots the sheep at you.
I just get bakarkied with fucking sheep.
And then it explodes, and then they go, and then they start running toward you.
Yeah, and I'll just stand there with my
and
hands
and then you
like
count
that,
them.
Like, yes.
And you fall asleep. And that's how you're caught. Damn it.
He fell asleep at the site of the incident.
Michael Caine solves the crime. Asleep at the crime.
There's a lot of sheep here, so we're looking for a sleeping man. Yeah.
This is the dumbest show we've ever done, but I'm loving it.
Oh, I'd say this episode is bad.
Yeah,
we're so tired.
Yeah. We're so tired.
We're so tired.
The West Nickel Mines school shooting.
I did not see Nickel coming.
Read what happened in the West Nickels.
So in 2006, a shooting occurred at the West Nickel Mines School, an Amish one-room schoolhouse in the old order Amish community of Nickel Mines.
Yes, that's what I remember.
Oh, shit.
The gunman took hostages and shot 8 out of 10 girls ages 6 to 13, killing 5.
Is that all he got? What was he shooting at? Their fucking ankles.
Those 13-year-old girls were so ripe. They were so ready to be fucking. Okay. They were so ready to pop.
Fucking. Okay, Lewis. You were making fun of like the big terror attack being sheep and stuff. There's a place near me called Portland where they're sort of like.
Oregon?
No. You fucking stole that from. I don't want to get into this.
You're dumb, dude. Listen
to
me.
Okay, here
Portland
we go.
Portland is in the West Coast.
All right.
There's also Portland, Maine. You might not know that as well.
There is a port. I swear to God. I swear. This isn't one of my dirty English lies. There is a Portland in England. Right? And their sort of big tragedy they had there about 30 years ago, they had a bunch of mines that aren't used anymore. And they're under major parts of the village and the town and stuff. And these rabbits tunneled through and collapsed major parts of it. And like dozens, if not hundreds of people died.
Rabbits killed humans.
Dozens, if not hundreds of them. They killed more humans than that, like,
this
pussy with
how,
the gun did.
This is how weak the British are.
Our rabbits kill more fucking people than your shooters do.
Fucking bunny rabbits killed people in England.
That's right. They're tough. They're big.
Fucking bunny rabbits.
Yeah. Well, we don't call them bunny rabbits. We just call them rabbits.
Rabbits.
Yeah.
Rabbits.
What's the bunny thing about?
I don't know.
You already know
is
it's
an
a
American
rabbit.
Thing?
It might be.
Yeah.
But a bunny.
I'd assume he would call them hares.
Yeah. Those are different things.
Are they?
Yes, they are. Fun fact. So
that's not true.
Stop calling me a liar, Lewis.
Rabbits are the same thing as hares.
You're undermining my... I know things about the wilderness. I grew up in the countryside, you know?
Yeah, that is also true. Here's what I'm going to give him, okay? He's from a rural...
I'm
going to
give him the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Yeah, he's from a rural horseshit fucking country bumpkin town. I don't know shit about rabbits.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you.
I lied. They're the exact same
thing.
They're
the same thing.
They're the same thing.
God damn it, I'll do it.
No, that's not true.
No, it's what? Not.
It says hares and rabbits are both in the same family, but they're separate species.
Oh, look at that.
Okay.
That's right.
What's Drop the it. Difference, Shannon? Give me some difference between hares and rabbits.
They got longer legs, I think.
It says both animals have...
One of them do, obviously.
Yeah.
He just said they've got... Yeah, one has longer ears, Shannon.
Maybe not.
It says both animals have long ears, powerful back legs, and divided upper lip, but hares are larger than rabbits. And instead of creating burrows, hares make nests in the grass.
Okay. That's kind of what I said.
Okay.
That's close enough.
Hares are like the... Like big black rabbits.
Yeah, yeah.
Hares have an extra bone in their foot, so it's extra lucky.
Rabbits are the cuckolds of the lupine kingdom. I don't know what they are. What? Lupine? I don't know.
He could just convince me that he's very smart just with his accent. And, yeah. He can say anything. It doesn't even fucking matter. I love it. All right, real quick, guys. Let's talk about the sponsor of the show, Toshi. Now, here's the thing. Joe, you live in England.
I do, yes.
Do they have bidets in England?
No, we wipe it with paper like savages.
Animals.
Yes.
Okay, here's disgusting. The deal. Okay, Most of the rest of the world, they're not animals. They're not using dry paper to wipe their butts, okay? What they do, they use is a bidet. And if you don't know what a bidet is, basically it shoots a nice, light, comfortable stream of water on your butthole, okay? It cleans all of the poop away. You're not just smearing poop into your butt cheeks, which is typically what you're doing. Think about how often you wipe and you wipe and you wipe. And God damn, it's not going. It's just wiping more. All you're doing is you're wiping poop back and forth. And then eventually you go, you know what? I'm cool with that. And you're never really done. Think about how many times you've given up from wiping and you're like, you know what, dude? I know there's more poop right there. I can't spend any more time doing this. I'm bleeding. I'm in pain. I'm wasting my time. Time is money. The amount of money you're spending wasting wiping your butt, not only on the actual toilet paper, but the time that you're spending wiping your butt is crazy.
Or you wipe it so much that it bleeds like Big J.
Exactly. No, but that happens to me sometimes too. Yeah, you don't have to do that, okay? The Tushy bidet system, it takes 20 minutes to attach to your toilet. Super quick, super easy. Let me tell you something. Not only it makes pooping enjoyable. I used to dread going poop, okay? Because I'm like, ah, dude, I got to poop. I'm going to wipe. I'm not going to feel clean afterwards. I'm not going to be able to get home and take a shower. As soon as you're done pooping, you turn the little nozzle right next to your leg, spray some water up your bunghole.
Yeah.
Boom, nice and clean. You just pat it dry. You're done.
Lewis,
you're done,
Joe. Just to be clear with this, this water that's spraying up near my bum hole, is it going up my asshole or is it just sort of splashing against it?
No, it's just splashing against it very nice and gently. It feels very comfortable. It actually feels good. Sometimes just to wake up in the morning, I just sit on it and I just spray it. And I'm like, I don't necessarily jack off, but sometimes I do. Yeah. I mean, look, not every time. Not to completion. I do a maintenance pull while it's spraying water on my bum hole. That's how comfortable it is, okay? I can't not. It's very difficult to not tug it a little bit.
It sounds fantastic.
No, but I'm being completely honest right now. It's basically a shower for your butt. It's concentrated running your dirty butthole. It attaches in three steps. It slides under the toilet seat. It connects to your existing water supply valve and attach the toilet seat to the back on top. The nozzle spray only comes out when you turn on the spray, and then it goes back into its poo-free cocoon to stay clean for the next person. A lot of people think that you're like pooping on a nozzle that like you just, all right, well, now we're going to share this. No, it's super clean. The people at Tushy have this thing figured out. Washing with water prevents and alleviates hemorrhoids, UTIs. It eradicates dingleberry, skid marks, and swamp ass. Tushy is cleaner, easier, and cheaper than wet wipes, which are one-third plastic, clogged pipes, and city sewage systems, costing millions in taxpayer dollars and require continued consumption. Ever think we're flushing down the... have you ever wondered where the term flushing money down the toilet comes from, Joe?
I have, Lewis. Where's it come from?
Tushy. Tushy came up with it. It was their thing. It's part of their marketing campaign.
That is genius.
But I'm actually being serious about this. We have them both here at the studio. I have them at home. Shannon, how much do you love Tushy?
I love it.
How much does your butt love it?
So much.
No, dude, make your butt talk. I love it. I really love it, man.
It's pretty good.
It's Michael Caine.
Put something in me right now. I need it in me.
I hunger.
Guys, go to hellotushy.com/realass or use the offer code realass for 10% off your personal butt butler. Tushy guarantees your ass satisfaction for 60 days risk-free. But once you bidet, your backside could never go back. That is hellotushy.com/realass or use the offer code realass for 10% off your own personal Tushy bidet. All right, let's get back into it. Does my voice sound really bad today?
Not much worse than usual to me. But
six out of ten.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's not that bad. Let's get arrested a little bit. So, yeah, all right. That's fine. What wins in a fight? A rabbit or a hare? A hare, obviously. They're fucking
Bigger, hare's gonna fuck a rabbit shit up and then fuck its girlfriend as well. Yeah.
You really think rabbits are cucks, huh?
Dude, I'm not happy with rabbits. I think they've been pussy food. What? Yeah. It's not great.
Is that a regular thing? Like rabbit pie is probably a thing, right?
It's probably a thing, but it's not a thing like where I'm around. Like, you know, it's mainly just, you know, you eat fucking hay and pig.
That's the other thing as well. Like, I was talking to Bisping about this yesterday on Believe You Me podcast, available here on the Guest Digital Network, guestdigitalnetwork.com.
It's a great plug.
He seems to think British food is good. British food is notoriously shitty.
What is it that you... Have you tried British food?
Yeah, I fucking tried potatoes and fucking ground beef. That's British food, right?
Yeah, it's like you just put things with water. So, like, broccoli with water. It's called a stew, essentially. No, but we got pies. Pies are pretty British. You like pies?
Like an apple pie.
Yeah, but like with meat in it.
As American as apple pie.
Stop stealing all our shit.
Are you trying to tell me?
All your shit's stolen. British. The Statue of Liberty's French. I'm not putting up with this.
Okay, you think that's why we left? They're like, we got meat in the pies over here. What the fuck are we doing?
I was not expecting this at all. No. There's
I regret this scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
Top British dishes.
Oh, fuck.
Shannon, turn the air conditioner off. I'm freezing. Why are you trying to kill me?
It's trying to make me feel at home. Yeah, it's really fucking cold.
Okay, so here's the top British dishes. Fish and chips, which I do like. But can I tell you what happened with fish and chips with me?
Well, okay, well then.
Most of the time they make the fish. I don't know how they do it in England. Right. But most of the time here in the States, they make the fish out of like some pretty shitty fish.
Oh.
What type of fish is it, Shannon? It's like a white fish.
Cod, usually, isn't it?
Cod, yeah. Yeah. Now, cod is a bottom-dwelling...
It's a trash fish.
It's a fucking garbage fish, dude. It's like a catfish.
Right.
These are fucking pig creatures.
They're vile.
These are not... Listen to me.
Right.
You don't want to put these fucking...
Oh my God, are you getting this freaked out about fucking cod?
Pull up cod with worms in the supermarket, a video.
Cod with worms. We don't have it with worms.
Listen, yes, you do, dude.
You could put anything with worms. No. What's a fish you think it should be made
Here's
out
what
of?
Happens, okay?
Red snapper?
These fucking bottom-dwelling fucking fish. These low-level fucking nigger fish.
Cod, oh,
as we call them in England.
Nigger fish.
We call them nigger fish in England.
Oh, excuse me, governor. Can I get some chips and some nigger fish?
It's crazy. They can't swim. They just sink to the bottom of the ocean. Dude,
we only serve them with barbecue chips.
Oh, come on.
You have to catch them individually because they don't travel in schools.
Listen to me. They go to the bottom of the ocean. Okay, and they feed on shit.
Where did you get this?
And then they get worms. And then the worms are in them, and you cook them out. But people have gotten fucking fish, and they've gotten the worms in their dish, and it fucks me up. Look.
Okay.
Look at the worm moving in the
that
fish.
That is a tiny fucking worm.
Brother, shut the fuck up.
It's raw fish.
Yeah, it's raw fish.
If you eat raw,
it's salmon.
A salmon. That's that. Wait. What did the label say?
Salmon fillet.
Where did it say it was from?
Fresh Yukon. It's from Alaska.
Oh, shit. Where's Alaska?
England. It's in for some British Alaskan fucking fish. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So that is true, that salmon has worms in it.
Well,
it's
Shannon, if I
America.
Say pull up cod with worms.
I searched that.
Oh, she couldn't find it though.
It wasn't, so I'm just wrong.
Oh, I got it. Here. Look.
Okay.
There it is. Well, that's one I've seen before.
Oh, this is cod. Okay.
Yeah, look at the fucking worms in it, dude.
Oh, that's Morrison's as well. That
fresh.
Is
fresh. Look how cheap it is, and that's English. Look at the fuck. Go back to the price. What is that? It's a backwards three with a fucking line through it.
It's a pound.
It's a pound.
It's a pound sign. It was there before the dollar. Don't shit on the pound.
It's a fucking pound sign. So where's that fucking worm from?
I mean, the fish could have come from anywhere, if we're being entirely honest.
No, that's not true.
It could have shipped in from somewhere else.
Really? They're shipping in fresh cod?
Okay, it's from England. Exactly. But who knows what it could have been from, you know, north of England. That's pretty bad.
That's why I don't like fish and chips anymore. Every time I've eaten it, it fucks me up.
It's got fucking worms. You need to get fish and chips from a better place. It's got worms in it when you're
eating
it.
Brother, you don't know where it came from. You don't know.
No, that's true.
You don't know the fucking lifeline of that fish. You know when they say if you, like, write your name on a dollar and, like, follow it, like, where it goes? Well, imagine doing that to a fish.
It'll probably wash off because of all the water.
The only good point you've made on this show so far, Joe.
Okay, fine.
You're right.
Fuck fish and chips. Right, what about, I mean, curries are just, we stole that from India. Okay, we have more.
Yorkshire pudding.
Yorkshire puddings are good. They're like pancakes you have gravy with. And what is
Yorkshire pudding here? Shannon, tell me what's in Yorkshire pudding.
You have that with a Sunday roast.
Is that, okay, so, see, these are all the things. It's always just like potatoes and meat. And you're like, that's not really a dish. Like, that's like the base. Here's what America does, right? We say, okay, cool. You got your Sunday roast and your fucking bread.
Yes.
Which is it's a piece of bread, Yorkshire pudding, okay? Then we say, cool, let's fucking throw some cheese on that bitch.
Yeah.
We'll fucking throw some fucking...
Some more meat,
maybe some fucking barbecue sauce, and we got a fucking barbecue sandwich, okay?
Yeah.
You guys leave it at the base level. It's a lazy culture.
Yeah. No, it is a bit.
The British.
You might like the Scottish then, because the Scottish will deep fat fry anything they can get their hands on, which I think maybe is like, they'll do like deep fried steak, which is ultimately kind of pointless because it rubs.
No, we
it
do that. That's, what do they call that?
Chicken fried steak,
bitch.
I mean, you just got words for things that are essentially just kind of shitty.
Why do they
food?
Call it chicken fried steak when there's no chicken involved in it? Mm-hmm. Origin of chicken fried steak. I want to know right now.
I can just tell you. It's just because they cook it the same way that they fry chicken.
Wow.
It's the same process.
Shannon, stop using your British logic on me.
So would that make fried chicken, chicken fried chicken?
No.
No.
Okay. So, all right, is that the origin?
It's American breaded cutlet dish consisting of a piece of steak coated with seasoned flour and pan fried.
Shannon, I know what the fuck it is. It's one of my favorite dishes when I go to
IHOP.
IHOP's pretty decent.
Denny's.
Do you have Denny's in England?
No.
What to tell you?
What is a Denny's?
What isn't a Denny's?
I imagine. So, is it an electric store? Is it somewhere you can leave your kids for the day?
You guys have to go to the store for your electric. Your country sucks.
Hello, I would like 2 points. 10 volts,
please.
I would put it on order and I will receive it in 10 weeks if I'm still alive.
I would like 6 bottles of electricity, please. It's like a milkman. You have an electricity man.
Yeah, I'll have a pint of electricity, if you please.
Yeah, no, Denny's is like a diner, but it's like a chain diner. It's like the Great American fucking diner, but it's no joke. It's fucking dope. Waffle House, do you have Waffle House? Do you have IHOP?
No, we don't.
What do you have? What is your version of Denny's or IHOP? What
just
is that?
Pubs, I guess. Like pub food.
Do you not have like a chain?
We got like Wetherspoons, but that's a pub chain. So like we're mainly obsessed. We just drink a lot. That's why our food doesn't have to be good, because we're just fucking drunk
that
all the time.
That is very true.
Yeah.
Wait, what is your version of like an Applebee's?
What's like, is Applebee's a diner as well? Or a steakhouse or
these
what?
It's like a chain restaurant.
Oh, no.
Pull up an Applebee's commercial, okay? It's like a chain restaurant, but it's like, there's no other way to
describe
it.
Okay, do you know The Simpsons?
Yes.
Moe's Family Feed Bag.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We have, I guess... We do have similar things to that, but there are American chains that come over to the UK, like Beef Eater, I guess.
Applebee's all-in burger meal deal with fries and a Pepsi is just $9.99 at lunch.
Yeah? Mine has bacon seared right in.
That's just a fancy McDonald's.
No.
Mine has gift cards.
It's a McDonald's with nice chairs.
Has game tickets.
Mine made me a producer for
a Where did this faggot come from?
I'm Terry.
Come in and get a burger, fries, and a Pepsi.
Burger King.
For just
look at that burger there. I bet the British don't know how to do a burger either. What's it? Pull up a British burger. It's just a fucking chicken head.
Yeah, it's raw
one
meat.
Piece of bread.
It's all raw meat.
Just one fucking, just terrible.
Yeah.
We just take the cow's asshole and we just swallow it like an aspirin.
Well, that is almost haggis, which is basically like a stomach full of ground
what
meat.
What is it? What is a British burger? What would it be?
Oh, Shannon. Wow. Yeah, that
Shannon,
is not
you just pulled up a British flag behind a burger. I can't stand Shannon anymore. Here's what happens. There comes a time in everybody's podcast producing career where it's time for them to go.
And oh, shit.
Shannon, I'm just tired today.
Yeah, I'm tired too. Are you listening to my voice, Shannon?
That sounded like Mickey Mouse.
Shannon, listening? You can keep your job if you show us your British burger.
I'm sure. What's on it typically? You go to a diner.
It's the same as most things. It's cheese, but it's real cheese, like it would be cheddar cheese or something like that, instead of like the square.
Nobody.
Plastic stuff.
No, we also don't really use American cheese.
Oh, really?
Nobody really likes American cheese.
Oh, that's tragic.
That's like a fucking garbage person thing. We get cheddar, we get Swiss, get fucking. But what do you go? You order a fucking burger.
It's really similar to here. It's just
they put it in a newspaper or some shit like that.
Yeah. They'll put like some crisps in it, or maybe like a raw fish, and they'll wrap it in a newspaper.
They wrap it in a fucking newspaper, and then they throw it to you.
Yeah. And they say, get out of my gaff.
Yeah, get out. Go back to your own flat and smoke a faggot. Come on, man.
A faggot. Yeah.
Take the lift back to your flat and smoke a fag.
Oi, Charlie, get back in your lorry and toddle off. Yeah, yeah. Stupid words.
Was that German?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
So a burger is just a burger in England.
A lot of things, most of our language is essentially the same thing.
English. Very nice. Yeah. Do you guys put is burger spelled like B-O-U-G-O-U-R? You always throw an extra U in there.
That's more like the French tend to do that. Like they kind of make things fancy. No. Okay, then.
Photoshoppy.
Oh, no, we don't do that. Old English.
You do a P and an E at the end.
You guys
of shop.
Actually did that longer than we did.
No.
Yeah, no, it's true.
It's not true.
We put U's in things.
Yeah,
color.
Like favorite. Why is there a U in favorite?
Because you're not calling it favorite. Favorite.
No, but a favorite.
Favorite. See, as you're trying to say it wrong, you're saying it more correctly.
It does sound better. Yeah. It did sound a lot better. Favorite. Like, that's how it's supposed to sound.
That is a very
I've
good
never had a word roll off my tongue more clearly. If you had a U, if you try to enunciate the U in favorite, favorite. Ugh.
Yeah.
Favorite. I'm fucking. Ugh. Yeah, that's my favorite. Favorite.
Yeah.
Coloreds. Ugh.
Colored.
It makes it sound fancier, like the kind of people you actually want to be around.
Yeah. That's why we don't like blacks, because they're colored. Yeah. I don't want those people around, but if you want the coloreds.
Ooh, can you let some coloreds
can
in
the
here?
Coloreds yeah. come in? Of yeah. course they can. They sound so classy.
That's why we got rid
Honey,
of
the segment. Coloreds are here.
Oh, coloreds are coming.
Oh, no, don't worry. It's just the coloreds.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they're fine.
That's what we should. We should add a U to the N word.
Yeah. Nicolette.
Nigors. That sounds so much better. They wouldn't be offended if you called them that.
It might work. I think you should try it before I do.
The Jews, kikes.
They really hate it when you put the U in the front.
Kikes.
All right there, you kikes.
Kikes.
Fancy a trip to the shower.
Hello, kikes. Hello, you dirty choink. If you just add a U to anything, it sounds classy and nice.
Hello, Louis J. Gomez.
To be honest with you? That's why people have so much respect for me, is I have that nice U.
Yeah, yeah.
Right in this. In the
Imagine if it's just Liz J. Gomez. No one give a fuck.
Or the L-O-U-I-S.
Oh, oof, yeah.
Like
no.
Louis. Nobody respects that guy.
I can get behind that.
Shannon, what are you looking up over there? I'm seeing the screen moving.
It was just a dirty burger in London, because it says that didn't used to be good places to go to get burgers unless you came to New York. So this guy opened... I don't know. It says the anatomy of a dirty burger, but I can't actually find what it is.
Yeah.
And it's a list of different places that have these burgers. The Light Bulb, Bad Boy Burger.
All right, let me ask you this. If I'm, and where are you from in England?
Dorset.
What's that closest to?
So it's close to Cornwall. Have you ever heard of Cornwall?
What's that closest
to? Okay, it's close to France. It's right down there. Yeah, right on the end.
You named another country.
Yeah, it's just the easiest way to explain it.
You couldn't even name a place in England that I've heard of.
I refuse to say London because everything's near London. Yeah. But it's pretty far down there.
So let's say I'm going to Dorset.
Right. Okay?
And I'm like, I want to, this is what I want. Okay? I'm a tourist.
Yeah.
Show up at the hotel. I see this fucking little fucking big-headed.
This big-headed limey.
Fucking whatever this guy
grinning
is.
Grinning at you and being outside. Sarcastic.
The other things you don't know. Like, he could be a gypsy that's trying to fight me.
Oh, bringing that up.
I feel like he's going to try to sell me bubblegum then pick my pockets.
Yeah, I don't trust any of these. But what would be your thing that you say? Like, I'm like, I want to go eat some good food.
Oh.
What do you tell me?
Have you a Cornish pasty? That's actually I'm basic. That is literally just meat and potatoes. Yeah. I don't know. I'd say you go for a Sunday roast, but that's just fun. All we've got is meat and potatoes. You're making me kind of come to this fucking realization.
That's okay. But I want you to admit that it stinks.
It stinks.
Now, what was your best meal that you had here?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well,
I love eating food, dude. I went off on the diet. I was doing the keto thing for a couple of days. Yeah. Now, yesterday I fucked up a little bit, and today I'm gonna have a cheat day.
Yeah.
And I'm back on it, but.
Oh, I tell you what, I had, there's this thing called like the Court Square Diner or something, and they had this, I think it's normal, steak and chips for breakfast. That's, steak and fries or something like that.
And eggs?
Yeah, I think there were eggs as well.
Steak and eggs. So you never had steak and eggs for breakfast?
No.
That needs to be your big fucking finale. This is how Americans are. We're like, bitch, just have me a steak in the morning.
You have waffles for breakfast with ice cream on them. That's nuts. I love that. I mean, we have
nuts too, really. Some people are allergic.
English fry up, you might like. That's like bacon, eggs, beans, black pudding. You've got like a roast.
It's called a full breakfast.
Full English breakfast.
It's called a full breakfast. We know what that is here. And we'll take the black thing off the plate, take the fucking tomatoes off
the plate. Remove the blacks, typical.
Remove the blacks, remove the tomatoes, if you know what I mean. And
not sure I do.
And then you got a real breakfast.
You never tried black pudding?
What's black pudding?
It's congealed pig's blood.
No.
It's delicious. Yeah.
What does it taste like?
It tastes, I guess, like I imagine congealed pig's blood that's been fried. Like, it's got a sort of smoky, meaty taste to it. It's quite nice. I like it. But I guess
Zach,
only
British. Have you had the pig's blood before?
I don't like it.
You've had it?
Yeah, don't like it.
You look like it, kind of.
Oh, that's bad.
I imagine if I were to put a spell on congealed pig's blood,
yeah,
and then have it rise from
animate like a fucking Fantasia. You just bring the pig's blood. To
Then it would Zach just fucking psh, and it'd be Zach, and he'd just be zinging jokes. Next, that's how I made Zach. Actually, I met a wizard, and he put a spell on some pig's blood, and
okay,
there we go,
Lewis. I think there's something you might enjoy from it. So you said about gypsies earlier, right?
I do enjoy some gypsies. I was a gypsy 1 year for Halloween, actually, when I was a kid.
Oh, really? What kind of gypsy?
I don't know. The one that wore a bandana and had a fucking pencil mustache drawn on him.
That sounds more like an Italian.
Mm. You're a gay pirate.
Yar, I'm a gypsy and I'm gonna steal your gold. No, there's Irish ones and there's like Indian ones.
From the color of my skin, I was an Indian.
Yeah, the Irish ones are fun. There's like, you ever seen any Irish traveler call out videos?
Well, we've all seen fucking, yes, I have.
Yeah.
And we've all seen Snatched. That's like.
Snatched is like the gypsy Bible. Like, that's a really good way of,
yeah.
They will just, you know, they're lovely people, though, I should say.
Yeah, what do we have? Are gypsies in, what's the gypsies in the U.S.? There's really none here like that. What are they? Are they homeless now?
I saw a documentary about a guy who was like 1/16th gypsy, and he was like really into it. You know, he's like, my kids, they're going to grow up gypsy. And he lived in a house and didn't move around. But he was just like, I don't trust monkeys because monkeys are unlucky, and I'll pat the head of a midget if I see one because that's lucky.
Maybe our carnies?
Carnies are very much, yeah, I think
okay,
that's
okay, but are carnies
thing.
Still real? Do they still exist?
Yeah, there's carnivals.
And they still like travel with the carnival and go, but that's not a real carny. Carnivals now are like just white trash garbage people that go out and they travel with a carnival. I feel like carnies back in the day were kind of like inbred. They were kind of like part of like a circusy type thing. You know what I'm saying? Like carnivals now.
You're basically describing gypsies.
But here's the thing. Back in the day, you know, it's the internet has changed everything. Okay. Because all of those little pockets of nothingness that aren't necessary don't exist anymore because you figure out that they're not necessary. That's what it is. You go like, oh, we don't need to go to a carnival because guess what? I just Googled that I can go to Six Flags in an hour.
That's
right?
A good point, yeah.
But before it was like, yeah, oh, there's a traveling carnival. I saw a poster on a wall. I'd be like, oh shit, the Rockland County Fair is here.
Yeah.
Wow. I had no idea how far Six Flags was. I was like, Mom, you fucking cheap cunt. You're bringing us to the Rockland County Fair? Are you kidding me? We could drive 15 more minutes and get to Six Flags. But that seemed like a world away.
Yeah, I guess the internet really has fucked things up for like parents who just want to kind of get by. You know, like you can't surprise your kid. Like, look, I brought you to this place where the floor's covered in vomit and everyone sort of smells of piss. And you're like, wow, this is amazing. Now you know that Six
Carnivals
Flags are
the best,
fuck you,
but
Mom.
Who does that anymore?
It was just a shooting at the one where I'm from.
Really?
The carnival in front, the carnival that's in my hometown.
The carnival you grew up in?
That was some frustrated kid. He was like, why the fuck aren't we in Six Flags, Mom? He just started opening
fire. Yeah, there was like a stampede
people.
Out of the carnival because there was a shooting.
He was on the spaceship ride that goes really fast. also, carnival rides suck fucking dick.
They're terrible.
They suck dick.
I like the Himalaya.
What's the Himalaya? What's
it's just like the round circle, but it's got the hills, and it's like a fast, it spins real quick.
That's just designed to make fat kids throw up on you, isn't it?
It's the bobsled race.
Oh, is it? Is that
there was a bunch of different ones throughout the
I like that, and I like the Gravitron.
Here, go to that one. Yeah. Yeah, that one right there, the Himalaya.
Oh, we had that. It was called the Waltz.
So the is it really?
Yeah, like the thing spins around as
and it goes, it's up on like a hill kind of. Yeah. It's very fast. Mm-hmm. Very, very fast. Very popular ride. It was a bobsled. Yeah, and there was a bunch of different names for it. That would always be, you know what they have that? They have that at Rye Playland. What do they call it at Rye Playland? That's what we should do. We should do a fucking Rye Playland trip. That's a garbage fucking amusement park. Is
that would
still
be so
around?
Fun. I don't know. I would love to go to a garbage
amusement
park.
You know
park.
What's funny? We do Six Flags every year, right? Why don't we just do Rye Playland instead?
That's so much more
a good
fun.
Idea.
It's in Rye, New York.
Oh, that doesn't even sound. I don't know what that is. It doesn't sound
great. Because
there
would be no lines.
No.
You basically just take the place over.
Look at the website for Rye Playland. Pull this shit up. This is where they're at right now.
Oh, man, that is a great website.
Look at this. This is where fucking Rye... Like, I mean, I almost feel like I should call Rye Playland and sell them a new website
now. Wait, Shannon, numbers. Go up.
They have their number on
Huff. Yeah, your number is... Their number is 914 Twitter Facebook.
And no, like, there it is, 813. Can I call them right now? I need to try to sell them a new website right now. Shannon, can you call them? Does our system work for that? And if you tell me no, I'm going to fucking throw something at you.
You can throw something at me.
What the hell, Shannon?
I don't have the cord. I'm sorry.
You're making me furious.
I'm sorry.
I'm calling Rye Playland. Okay. They're open right now, right?
You know you're probably just going to get a rat on the other end or something. Mm. Or a ghost.
Here it is. And the big coaster is the Dragon Coaster.
The Dragon Coaster.
The Dragon. It doesn't go upside down. Big wooden shitty coaster. Is there a video of the Dragon Coaster, Shannon? Let me get this number first while I call Rye Playland.
They're always shitty coasters. And they rock you around so fast.
914-813. 7010. Am I doxing Rye Playland right now? Did I just dox Rye Playland?
It's on that website. I'm sure it's fine. Fuck them anyway.
All right, I'm calling them. Here it is, guys. Rye Playland. I'm going to talk to them about their website.
Seems legit so far.
Help me. Hello?
Please hold, I think. This is some rockin' ass music, though. This is better than the music I picked.
I hope they have their own Rye Playland song.
Makes you want to have a good time, though, doesn't it?
How many people do you think do, like, hold music voiceover?
7.
There's probably, yeah, like, 8 people in the world. It's always the same voice.
Yeah, yeah. I think we have the same one you have here.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what we do? We hire British people to answer our phones.
Yeah.
That's the way we use you like circus monkeys.
That's our only fucking
just
because
you're
now.
Fucking
yeah, yeah.
Your accent. You know what I mean? Fucking like, hello, welcome to Rye. This is Rye Playland.
Hello there, welcome to Rye Playland. Yeah.
Rye.
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 Rye. Like the bread.
Yes. That's how fucking boring this place is. They named it after bread.
The worst kind as well. Rye bread.
You do not want to go to Pumpernickel Playland. I love what Shannon
man,
laughs
how many
at my
people are waiting
humor.
To get...
Holla Playland. A lot of Jews.
How many people are waiting to get on the line to this fucking...
Yeah,
Playland?
Who the fuck is calling Rye Playland right now?
Apparently a lot of people.
This is a lot.
Oh.
Shannon, yeah. When they pick up, let me know. Thank you.
Beep, 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 doo, doo. Got some nice tunes playing
this
in the background.
This is Rye Playland. Welcome to Rye Playland.
I think they just said they have a restaurant and a hotel as well, so you could stay there for a weekend.
Wow.
And that's good value.
That's whenever I see people staying in like Atlantic City with their family, I've done like gigs there.
Yeah.
You like see people on vacation. I feel horrible.
So that's like shit Vegas, isn't it? Atlantic City. It's like a less
it's if
good Vegas.
Vegas was in New Jersey.
Exactly how it sounds.
Yeah. And someone took their... why would you take your family to a place like that?
Because people are poor. I would go on vacations to with my quote-unquote rich friend, Rocky.
Yeah.
His family would take me to Atlantic City every summer, right? We'd go for like a weekend, stay at Bally's. You know, the kids would go on the boardwalk and fucking... You know, it was fun. Like, the boardwalk's actually kind of fun. For a little kid, you know, when you're poor... Dude, my toys, I look at my kid, I go to my kid, like, and look at all the shit he has. Like, the amount of toys that this fucking kid has is
600
crazy.
Fidget spinners.
He's got everything.
Yeah.
This kid's got a lot. Like, craziness. And there's really nothing that he doesn't have. And we're not rich by any means. Like, me and my son's mother are like, we're doing okay. Independently, we both do okay, you know? And, you know, he's very, I don't think he's spoiled. I see Bobby Kelly's kid. Bobby Kelly's kid got more. You know, I see his toys, and it's, like, fucking crazy. And then I think about my shitty childhood. And how it's like, I would have a fucking, like, it would be a toy that I would hold on to for a couple years.
Yeah.
And that would be my toy. And every Christmas we would get a few new toys, but that was it. That the only time we ever got gifts. Oh, hey, hello? Hi there. I'm just interested in finding out a little bit more information about Rye Playland. I wanted to possibly come with a group this summer. Oh, so it's only $20 if I order 5 days in advance?
In advance, yes.
Oh, that's pretty incredible. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. It's $20 if you have a group of 20 or more.
I got to be honest with you. If you guys charged 30, you might be able to upgrade your website. What's going on with the website, the Rye Playland website? This is a nightmare. Who did that?
I have no idea who's the author of the website.
They're not even called authors. You guys are really, your web presence is, how many Twitter followers do they have? I really want to know that much. How many Twitter followers? Pull it up. Do you know how many Twitter followers you have?
How many?
Twitter followers.
No, that I don't know. I have nothing to do with that.
It's a poor social media game.
That. I have no idea.
How many is that, Shannon? How many does Six Flags Great Adventure have?
How many what?
Oh, no, I was talking to my assistant.
Okay.
Yeah, no, because we're trying to figure out this group rate thing. Because we were going to go to Six Flags, because we usually do a group thing for Six Flags. What would you say the benefit of Rye Playland is versus Six Flags instead?
Well, if you want, I don't know how it is, but I know they have, like, you could have a catered event here, or you can have, like, a picnic here with your workers here.
Oh, that's fun.
That's pretty dope.
They have 105,000 Twitter followers, though. I got to be honest with you. They are crushing it social media wise.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have to get that other call?
That's okay. It's several calls. The phone just keep ringing, so that's okay.
You guys are crushing it right now. You know, I remember the first time I went to Rye Playland, I was like 7 years old, and I was so afraid to go on the Dragon Coaster. It was terrifying to me. My sister was so into it, and I just would be like a little bitch.
This woman isn't your psychiatrist, though.
No, she's into it. So let me ask you, are there any new attractions there besides the Dragon Coaster? Because that's all I could remember.
You know what? They sent out an email or memo, and I believe new attractions are coming in 2019.
Oh, new attractions. Yeah. Sweet.
Dude, I'm going to hit
that. Okay, so we might have to do the trip 2 years from now instead.
I can make that.
Okay,
but
yeah.
That's okay. Okay, and let me ask you a question. One last question. What do you guys call the Himalaya? I know it's not the Himalaya. It's something else. It's like the bobsled or something.
Okay, let me look. Wait.
It's like, you know, it's the one ride that kind of goes up a hill. I can send you a link.
It's like a round track.
It's like a round track, and it's like, but it goes up and down a hill. It's almost like, imagine a roller coaster was a midget.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, the midget coaster.
And it's a thrill ride, right?
I would say it's a thrill ride.
It's very thrilling.
Yeah. I would say it is very thrilling. Yeah, I have my assistant also looking. I have you both working for me right now. This is incredible.
The super flight. Is it, you talking about like the super flight?
Shannon, pull up the super flight on the big screen. I got to see it. Let me see. Is that it? No. That's really thrilling. That's crazy. No. We're talking about this would be more appropriate for like a 10-year-old.
Is it Starship 2000?
No, it's not Starship 2000.
Might be called the Waltz.
The Playland Plunge. What is that?
Holy shit.
The Plunge is the water ride.
Ooh.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no. Go back up, Shannon. Thunderbolt. I think it's Thunderbolt. Click on it.
The Thunderbolt. Okay.
All right. Well, go to a YouTube video of the Playland Thunderbolt. This is incredible. I think this is it. I think this is the one that I remember as a child. And they play music. They would play like cool music. That's why actually I stopped on that one. I'm pretty sure that's it. You guys just repackaged the Himalaya. You know that, right? Let me see. Pull it up on the big screen, Shannon. Yeah, that's it. That's definitely it. Yeah, that's it.
That is not the thing I was thinking of.
What were you thinking of, Jeff?
I was thinking of the one where they're like almost stationary on like a big like.
And they spin the scrambler. Do you guys have the scrambler? Or did you repackage that too? It's probably some other name. Oh, yeah, we call that the Zippity Zoo.
All the new rides in 2019 are just new names.
Let me put you through to the guest services because they know all the rides.
Oh, really? Oh, please put me through. I would love to speak to guest services.
Yeah, because I don't know all the rides, so they know all the rides, so they could tell you what's what and what's not, okay?
Sure, please, I would love to. What's your name?
My name is Judith.
Judith, you deserve a raise. I should tell your manager. Also, can you put me through to your manager as well?
Hold on, okay?
Sure.
They're literally getting you an expert on the line.
You know there's three people that work at this office. This guy's fucking crazy.
Hello, this is Janet.
Hey, what's going on? I just was speaking with Judith, who, by the way, excellent customer service.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Are you on the Dragon Coaster right now?
Am I on the Dragon Coaster?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
No. Our office is right next to the Dragon Coaster, so you can hear the Dragon Coaster.
That's how much I enjoy Rye Playland, though, is that I fucking heard the Dragon Coaster, and I was like, I know what that sound is right there. That is the Dragon Coaster.
That's impressive right there. That is very impressive.
Okay, I really just have one question.
You're a special piece of trash.
Do you guys have the Scrambler? And if so, did you rename it something?
Let me just check really quickly, okay?
Pull up the Scrambler on this, because this was a fucking good ride. I think this is what Joe's... This is the one that in Problem Child, they all puked on each other on. Do you remember that scene from Problem Child?
Oh, that's much closer to
Hello, yes.
It, yeah. So we do not have the Scrambler, I'm sorry.
Ooh. Shit. We got this group of 80 people that want to come, and literally the only ride that we all agreed on, because we're doing this big nostalgic fucking, you know, oh my God, back in the 80s party, because nobody would want to do Rye Playland over Six Flags if we weren't doing that. And the one ride we all said that we need to get a picture on is the fucking Scrambler. I gotta be honest with you, for 80 people, I feel like you guys should probably rent a Scrambler.
Maybe. Let me just talk to a manager really quickly and I'll get back to you, okay?
Oh, cool.
If we get these guys to rent the Scrambler.
If we get the rent Scrambler, we're doing the group trip. I really mean this. If they open a Scrambler for us, Shannon, please put him back with their back.
Can you get them to name it? Can you get them to rename it? They'll rename it. What would you call it?
What is that? Hello, you back, Sarah? Did they hang up on me?
They just hung up.
No, there we go. They're not hanging up.
Yeah.
Scrambler was privately owned. They pulled that out.
They pulled it out? Shit. All right. I wonder, could you rent a Scrambler by yourself? Do you know, like, a ride rental company number?
You can speak to, the only, I don't know the number, but there's,
That Judith has it.
It's rides for you with the four rides, R-I-D-E-S, for you with a U.
I bet you it would be cheaper to rent a Scrambler than get 80 people to Rye Playland.
What if?
Because 80, hold on, 80 times 20 is what?
1,600.
$1,600. So if we could rent a Scrambler for less than $1,600, I think we have a solution.
Yeah.
That's possible.
How much could we rent your Dragon Coaster for?
And you could do that and set it up with marketing, so that way you could
Skankfest.
Get an hour on the Dragon Coaster, but I don't know exactly how that would work, but we've had people do that.
I love it. All right. Hey, man. Well, listen, thank you very much for all your help. You're the best.
You're welcome, Mike.
Rye Playland rocks.
Wow. What a receptive customer service wing they have.
They have nothing going on. That phone has literally been just covered in cobwebs for years, and there's just been... two old people in office sitting there waiting for it to ring.
The phone rang and everybody looked to see where it was.
Rye Playland stinks.
Oh, man.
So, Shannon, how much is it to rent a Scrambler?
Yeah, the price isn't on
the
page.
Give me
the
fucking number. I need to know now before we go. We're going to answer some questions, and I really got to get out of here.
800.
1-800.
300.
300.
6114.
6114. Real quick. They better be fucking as good. What if it's Judith again? She's like, I answer multiple for multiple businesses.
Yes, Lewis.
We might not have time for questions. I got to run out of here in a minute. The fucking Wednesday, they should answer. Wow, rides for you. This is the.
Thank you for calling Christensen Amusements. Please leave your message. After the tone, we'll get back to you.
Message.
Yeah, hi. My name is Louis J. Gomez, and I'm interested in possibly renting a Scrambler ride for a party. So if you guys could just get back to me with a quote. My number is 914-813-7010. Thank you very much. Call Playland. It's like, I heard you want to rent a Scrambler.
That gotta, the rides for you, I think, is to buy them.
How much is it to buy?
This one, it's used, $49,999.
Doable.
That's not bad.
You start GoFundMe.
If I was really rich, like really, really rich, I would buy a scrambler for my backyard in a heartbeat.
You're going to build Neverland. You're basically going to be Michael Jackson.
You think? Do you think Michael Jackson had a scrambler?
Almost.
And so we got the kids all discombobulated.
Get them all dizzy.
Like, no. Oh, I'll touch anything.
Kids, sit down. Just
no, you
take
put them on after you fuck them. Put them on the scrambler.
Yeah, man. Well, look, this is our fucking show. This is a good one. This is a good one, man. Joe Cooper, thank you very much for fucking hanging out with us, man.
Thank you for having me.
Sorry that I'm low energy and my voice is all fucked up. I thought we had a really good time, though, today. Thanks for listening, guys. Please go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating, positive review. Tell your friends about the Real Ass Podcast. New intro coming, Zach. I got a sample of it. I didn't love this one, but new intro is coming very soon. I gotta go sleep. No, I'm not sleeping. I gotta go do UFC Unfiltered. Oh, I'm tired. Goodbye.
That's all, folks.